Hello, hello, hello. This is KJLZ Bozeman, KJLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Ron Sanchez pushing Joey Kehoe off the chair and taking over for the next 3 hours. Thanks, Joey. Great show. What do I have to tell you? Tell you I'm here, I'm ready, and this is all made possible by some great businesses, including Crazy Woman Massage Therapy. L.A. Becker is an experienced massage therapist specializing in bed alignment, injury prevention, and recovery. Located in downtown Livingston and online at crazywomanmassagetherapy.com to keep your head, keep you headed for the hills. Community Food Co-op, supporting our community. Co-op Apple a Day donates 10 cents of every bulk apple sold to a different nonprofit. Online at bozo.coop, located 908 West Main Street or 44 East Main Street in Bozeman. And the Old Saloon and Immigrant, roadside bar and restaurant established in 1902, serving lunch and dinner, cold beer, and good whiskey every day. Menu and music schedule online at oldsaloonmt.com and on Facebook. Okay. I was racing around. I was trying to do something else, and I realized I only had about 30 seconds, which wasn't enough time, so I had to dash back in here, get the chair set up, all that. Now I'm ready. I've caught my breath now, and I'm ready. So what is it I have to do? Oh, of course, weather. Is that possible? Let's see. Yes, today, calling for a high of 59, cloudy, some rain. Rain tomorrow. Oh, it's warming up. Monday will be 70, and rain again on Tuesday. Looks like it's about like that all around. A little warmer in hell as usual. A little cooler in Big Sky with a thunderstorm today, so be careful. All good. It's all good. Where did I go? There it is. Nice weather. It's real spring-like. Time to work in the garden to see stuff, dandelions popping up my lawn. I'm going for the no-mow May. You know, support the bees and stuff. And just, I don't need to run the lawnmower, do I? No, it looks really nice and lush and green. The way we want things to be. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Explore Big Sky. Town Crier, delivering the daily news from Big Sky, Bozeman, and surrounding regions to your inbox every night. Covering stories from the greater Yellowstone region, environment, local news, business, sports, and more. Information online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, congratulations to the graduating class of Montana State University. It's the 30th birthday and open house at the Emerson Center. Gone Camping is at Story Mill Community Center. The Mother's Day weekend market is at the fairgrounds. The Little Mermaid Junior, presented by Longfellow School, is at Wilson Auditorium. Adam Passy is at Last Best Comedy. Concerts on the big screen is at the Waypoint in Big Sky. Sam Barber is at Live from the Divide. Emma and the Ledge are at Red Tractor Pizza. www.twang is at The Jump. Conductor with Rocky Fall and Bubba Fett are at the Filling Station. Phoebe Tolan and Linda Stout open a new exhibit at Aunt Dophie's Gallery in Willow Creek. And Mark DeFalco and the Cajun Moon Band is at the Hofbrau. The Kaylin Beasley Band with Mercedes Carroll is at Stacy's in Gateway. On Saturday, the Farmer's Market, the Brew Fest, and the Gem and Fossil Show is at the fairgrounds. Moms Like Me is at the Ellen Theater. Cashman Nursery teaches about worms and irrigation. Anita Poussey and Sophia Gloria Hall are at Last Best Comedy. Rob Baird is at Live from the Divide. In Livingston, Mary Page Marlowe by Tracy Letts is at the Blue Slipper Theater. Band Geeks are at the Shane LaLanne. Three-Eyed Jack is at Chico Hot Springs. At Pine Creek, it's open mic night. And on Saturday, Maggie Hickman plays at Pine Creek for brunch. and Zachariah Peabody is at the Old Saloon in Immigrant. In Helena, it's Spring Art Walk downtown. A pancake breakfast and silent auction for Helena Music Teachers Association is at St. John's Lutheran Church. Archie Bray is holding a pots and plants sale. The Realistic Joneses is at Hat. It's Latin night at Windbag Saloon, and Gilda House with Snow School is at LNC Brewing. On Saturday, the Don't Fence Me In Trail Run is at Pioneer Park. The Farmers Market is at Main Street Park, and Triggers and Slips is at LNC Brewing. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay, ready for a show? Thanks to everybody who contributed to our fund drive a couple weeks ago. We did done really well. Apparently, we were hit our marks. I picked up my swag today. And we still take donations. If you missed it or weren't in town or weren't prepared, just go online and you can contribute right there. And it helps KGLT expand and grow and evolve and improve. And that's the way it should be. We shouldn't be stagnant ever. It's going to change. You know, I'm not going to be here forever, 15 or 20 years more, but that's not forever, is it?
I just fell, but I'm not complaining, I don't even care. care, cause if I'm not here, then it's not there.
Thank you.
Pink Floyd from Wembley Arena, 1974. It was the Dark Side of the Moon tour, but they're debuting material which would come out in their next two albums. I saw that show in SF Cow Palace 75, and it's stunning. These are actually early versions of those two songs. They evolved on that tour and then became Animals, some of them. Yes, and Pink Floyd just released the complete Dark Side from that show as a standalone, now on the 50th anniversary of Dark Side of the Moon, and it's interesting, considering it's the album they've been doing for a while. It seems a little tentative. It's nice recording, but I believe these tracks sound better. I'm not sure why. Anybody's guess. That's the way things go with these deeper issues. Nice that they're doing that, though. Pink Floyd in the past and reluctant to do any archive stuff. What else was in there? Start off with Kevin Ayers from his third solo album, Whatever She Brings, We Sing, your song from the bottom of the well. Eno and Byrne from My Life in the Bushy Ghost, you heard Mea Culpa, one of the classic revolutionary albums of our time. So, is that it? Yeah, I think I'm set. Let me tell you something. This looked good here. Come back, and I'll be right back.
On Wednesday, May 17th, the Bozeman Film Society presents Showing Up at the Emerson Theater. Reuniting director Kelly Reichardt and Michelle Williams, Showing Up is the deceptively simple story of a sculptor who must balance making art with the daily dramas of family and friends. Tickets are available online at bozemanfilmsociety.org or at the door. Showing Up, 7 p.m., May 17th at the Emerson Theater in Bozeman.
Keep 'em flickering.
And while I'm here, I'll tell you, this 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Plaza Bar, Three Forks hometown bar and casino for over 100 years. Cigars, draft beer, signature cocktails, and Montana sports betting, located at 204 Main Street in downtown Three Forks, and on Facebook. Okay. Lots happened since I was here 2 weeks ago. One of the things was Record Store Day. I think that's the day after the Fun Drive show, and that was good fun. Some nice releases. Always a lively conversation about Record Store Day, and I think it's a fab thing. There's big crowds at both of the shops here in town. That's great. And it just means that those people come back in between Record Store Days and shop and explore music, as it should be. I've worked in record stores for a really long time, all through the 70s, and we tried to make sure that every week there was something new and exciting on the rack, and people knew that, and they knew what day stuff would come in, and they'd come in and check and ask, and we'd turn them on to things, and it was an interesting process, because the record labels often didn't know what they had, and if you depended on radio, you wouldn't hear it, but the six or eight people in the record stores each had their own opinions and their own followers, and we spread a lot of music around, and that was a really exciting time. I met a lot of important people then. At the time, they were just friends, and as their interest in music developed, they got involved in the music business as musicians and stuff, and just fantastic. Great time. Though I wouldn't want to do it again. I had enough of that. But I still love music. And I buy a lot of records and collect music just to play on this show.
Thank you. throwing darts in lovers' eyes. Here are we, one magical moment, such as the stuff from where dreams are woven. Bending sound, dredging the ocean, lost in my circle. Here am I, tall in my room, flashing no color, overlooking the ocean. There are you, you drive like a demon from station to station. Eyes. The return of the thin white duke, throwing darts in lovers' eyes. The return of the thin white duke, making sure white stains. Once there were mountains on mountains, once there were sunbirds to soar well, but once I could never be down. I've got to keep searching and searching. Oh, what will I be believing? And who will connect me with love? Wonderful, wonderful, wonder when. Have you saw fortunes amazing and shy? Drink to the men who protect you and I. Drink, drink, raise a glass, oh. Side effects of the cocaine, I'm thinking that it must be love. It's too late to be grateful. It's too late to be late again. It's too late to be hateful. The European cannon is here. I must be only one in a million, 'cause I can't pass the day without her. It's too late to be grateful. It's too late to be late again. It's too late.
lover's eyes. The return of the thin white duke, throwing darts in lover's eyes. The return of the thin white duke, making sure white stains.
I'll finish you up there. David Bowie from yet another live album. That one's called Waiting for the Blackout. It's from the end of the Heroes Low Tour. That's from 1978 at Earl's Court. And sounded really good. I actually prefer that to the album that came out at the time called Stage, which I've always found a little glossy, and they actually mixed out a lot of the wild guitar off that one, though. They redid it, and I think they might have remixed it. But this one's nice. It's a little more natural sounding. At least I find it that way. I think some people are attached to the original one, but you can really hear Adrian Belew wailing on the guitar in that one. And David Byrne from the newly reissued vinyl version of Catherine Wheel, a soundtrack for a dance, a Twyla Tharp dance that David Byrne did right after that My Life in the Bush of Ghost album. And it's sort of a carryover of that, a little more low-key, but it's a really good one. And the original album was just single disc, two sides. They put out a cassette and then later a CD that was the complete score, about 72 minutes. And now they finally released the complete score on vinyl. A really nice set they've done for that, with some notes from David Byrne talking about it a little bit, mentioning that was a very productive time for him. And that's one of my favorite albums. It's just a really nice ambient sort of rocking thing. Not quite as dense and frenetic as Talking Heads, but fits right, drops right in there. Enjoyable. I'm glad I snagged a copy of that. I had to run down to Cactus to get one. Very nice. They still had some. A week later, slow on the draw there. Okay, 3:49. I got to move on because I got something to do here. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten by Red Tractor Pizza, wood-fired brick oven pizzeria featuring traditional and gluten-free artisan pizzas, breads, and desserts with local organic ingredients. Now serving beer and wine, live music weekly. They're at 10th and West Main in Bozeman. Online at redtractorpizza.com and on Facebook. You probably heard me talk about Australian artist Penny Eichinger. I put out her first album on my label. She actually came to Bozeman and played a couple shows, and then we went on a little tour together. And she's done some albums since. And an Australian record company asked her to do a project for a Record Store Day. And she wasn't sure what it was going to be. Greatest hits with a couple of stray tracks, and it ended up being 11 previously unreleased recordings. Some studio tracks, live tracks and stuff with different bands, Japanese band, Australian bands, and American band, my band, Donovan's Brain, from 2004. We rehearsed with her for the tour, and I recorded it. Being that sort of guy, I've tried to capture a lot of stuff, and she finally relented to put it out, and she begged me, and I was very happy to mix the tracks for her. It's just come out now. It's called Trials and Travails. You can get it from the Penny Eichinger Bandcamp page. 11 songs. I got a chance to listen to it. She did a radio show in Australia where she details every song, talks about them all, and it was really interesting. I hadn't heard the other tracks. And the DJ who did that show at 3CR in Australia came to me and asked me to do the same thing about my new album, which I gladly did. But this is Penny Eichinger. A song from her album Electra, played live in the basement.
I could see close my eyes, I fall asleep.